their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process, and that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning, it's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A former staff member at the Charles Hickey School Youth Detention Facility has been indicted on 57 felony child sex abuse charges. 78-year-old Ronald Neverdon was initially facing 38 charges when he was arrested in March following a lawsuit claiming he sexually abused nearly 70 boys from the 1960s through the 1990s. Several victims notified Baltimore County Police about the alleged abuse last April. According to a local paper, Neverdon remains on home detention and no new court date has been announced. And Baltimore police are investigating the theft of firefighter union funds. Baltimore Firefighters IAFF Local 734 says it recently became aware of the theft and the matter is being taken very seriously. The union says after discovery of the irregularities, it contacted the Economic Crimes Unit of the Baltimore Police Department and the state's attorney's office. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
While the Orioles have hardly looked like a playoff team this season, neither have the Nats, who came into last night's game at 9-13 on the year. But then left-hander Mitchell Parker took the hill for D.C.
One ball, two strikes to Jackson Holliday. Here comes Parker to the plate. Strike three called. Ring him up on a slider at the belt. And for the first time in his big league career, Mitchell Parker has finished eight innings. And oh, by the way, it's eight shutout innings, allowing only one hit.
Call courtesy of Masson. O's go meekly to the Nats. 7-0 the final. Brandon Hyde on what made Parker tough.
Kind of a sneaky fastball, a high release sneaky fastball. We're late on it. And then to the lefties, a lot of breaking balls. Tough time staying on. But we didn't work the count on them. We didn't make it very tough on them.
No, they did not. Meanwhile, the Ravens putting the final touches on their draft board with showtime tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Ravens will pick 27th, looking to bolster a defense that a year ago started slow but finished fast. Safety Kyle Hamilton looking to avoid that this year.
Who knows, if we started off well, we would have a chance with a one seed and stuff like that. So I think it's important that we've gone through that and understand how hard it is to climb out of that hole and how we change that this year.
And finally, high school lacrosse. Huge win for Archbishop Spalding yesterday. 11-6 over Calvert Hall. The Cavaliers now are the nation's number one team with wins over National Power St. Anthony's of New Jersey and Bullis Prep of D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, Dean Kramer looking for answers. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBS Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine and warm temperatures. That's what we've got through Friday. No rain until Saturday. Today, a few clouds, 78, near 80 tomorrow, 80 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Currently, it's 66 degrees in Dundalk, 63 in Owings Mills, and 64 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. I love the fact that many of you are weighing in about the IT services and the data services that will most likely soon be taxed here in the state of Maryland. And we'll get back to that in just a little bit. But right now, I've got a treat for you. Yes, there is a Republican contesting the seat held by Representative Jasmine Crockett. Now, I know you are very familiar with who she is. We talk about her often on this show, and usually not for good reason. Usually she's got something crazy or quirky to say, and we talk about that. But you know what? I do love the fact that she's showing us exactly who she is 24/7. Right now, I want to introduce you to Sholden Daniels. Now, Sholden was born and raised in North Texas, where he experienced firsthand the challenges and triumphs of everyday families. He grew up in a single-parent household with his mother and younger sister. Sholden learned the importance of perseverance and community. His mother, who had him at 19 years old, worked tirelessly to provide for her children. They lived in government housing until they were able to move into their first home through HUD program. A moment that cemented Sholden's belief in the power of opportunity and hard work. And guess what? That's not all. But I want Sholden to tell you more about himself. Good morning, Sholden. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Ms. Klasic. I really appreciate it.
No, absolutely. I know you're working. I appreciate you taking time out today. Sholden, if you could just give everybody a little bit of a background, because you also served in the Army, correct?
Yeah. I was a 25 uniform, like a signal support system specialist is a technical name, but I was like your radio communications guy.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And so even after that, you did go on to college and earned a couple of degrees here, more than me for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So today, you know, I'm a 11-year practicing criminal defense attorney and small business consultant, husband, father to three small kids. Proud son of Texas, and like you said, I did grow up in public housing, kind of fought my way through the streets, through the system, and now I just fight for people who feel forgotten. And so, you know, I've seen what broken policy and weak leadership does to communities, especially TX30, and I'm just stepping up to change it.
Yeah, no, trust me, we appreciate that. Because, you know, Sholden, I did look at that race because I had a caller here by the name of Scott. He informed me that last election cycle, Jasmine Crockett was not contested by a Republican. There was a Libertarian on the ballot, but not a Republican. I got to ask you, are you receiving support from the Texas GOP?
Not really, no, if I'm being honest with you. But the thing is, you know, that Libertarian was actually a Democrat who was kicked off the ballot by the Democratic Party to kind of pave the way for Jasmine. So he wasn't, I won't even say he's a true Libertarian in that sense. But, yeah, you're right. You know, there hasn't been a strong Republican challenger like me and this America First campaign that we're running in TX30 ever. We've already raised more money than any Republican that's ever run in this district. We've got more support, and it's looking really good for us.
Nice. No, I appreciate the fact that you're throwing your hat in there. You know, I know, you know, firsthand what it's like to run for office and how grueling it can be, especially when you have a family, like you said, your wife and three kids. It's not easy. But yeah, going back there just a second, you said that the Libertarian was a Democrat that was kicked off the ballot. So I guess the Texas Dems, they're all in on Jasmine. Is that right?
Yeah. They were all in. And I mean, it comes from on high. I mean, clearly she's got, you know, some connections to some pretty shady people that can move large amounts of money and do these types of things. And so, you know, here on the ground, we all saw the writing on the wall. And that's why I'm running. You know, somebody's got to stand up against this shady money machine.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, as you put it, you are a unique candidate. And you're a great candidate. And I've been reading about you now for a couple weeks. And I've been looking at some of your interviews, and you're doing a fantastic job. I guess my question is, do you think the Texas GOP isn't involved because it's still the primary? Or do you think, you know, they're just being very hesitant?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, it is Jasmine Crockett that we're going up against. Many people just assume, you know, that she's unstoppable at this point. But I'm here on the ground, and I know that that's completely false. And also, it's the primary, too. And so from their standpoint, I could see why it's more prudent for them to kind of, you know, stay out of it until we make it through the primary. But here on the ground, we all know that I'm the best candidate to represent TX30, Democrat or Republican. And so our party is pretty organized, and I don't suspect that I will get primaried. But hopefully after the primaries pass, we get a little bit more support from on high, from the state party, from the national party.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I hope you keep us posted on that, too, as time goes by and after your primary. I did want to ask you, obviously, you know, we have some different issues here in Maryland, I'm sure, than in Texas. When you're speaking to the constituents, what is their main concern?
Public safety, number one, is the main concern that I'm hearing right now. They want, you know, job opportunities. They just, to put it simply, they just want opportunity. It's not a question of handouts. It's not a question of, I'll protect my Social Security. I haven't had one single person come and say, you know, they're trying to cut my Social Security or they're cutting my Medicaid or anything of that nature. And so people just want good jobs. You know, we need better infrastructure. We need support for the opportunity zones that we already have here in the area. There's nobody that's pushing it or marketing it or using their influence to attract solid businesses to our area. And we want strong leadership on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Well, same thing. You know what? I guess we do have a lot in common here in Baltimore, because here we also have the opportunity zones that President Trump outlined in his first term, and they're not really using it here as well. I did see on your website you have national security and infrastructure. I'm sure being a border state, that has been very difficult. Are your constituents, are they pleased with what Trump is doing at the border? Do they want to see more?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely they are. And on the flip side of that, it just exposed the lies and the hypocrisy that the left tried to push on us and did push on their own constituents for all those years under the Biden regime, basically claiming that it couldn't be done. And so, you know, for our president to come in and just make that happen so quickly and so dramatically and drastically, I think, you know, that's won over a lot of people who are concerned about public safety. And then you look at Jasmine's voting record and who she advocates for. She seems to work for these illegal immigrants and these people who come here illegally and commit crimes. She's more concerned with protecting their rights and making sure that they can't get arrested than she is about advocating for the people of TX30 and American citizens. So people see that, and they're going to take that to the polls in 2026.
Wow. Well, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Sheldon Daniels out of Texas 30 there, running against Representative Jasmine Crockett. And I understand that is a tall task, right? She's getting a ton of media air, you know, whatever, it's radio. I see her on the Breakfast Club. I see her everywhere. I guess I'm going to ask you there, Sheldon, how do you compete against someone that seems to be the media darling right now?
Well, you know, the Breakfast Club is an extension of the Democratic Party in all respects. But the thing is, those people don't live in TX30. You know what I mean? I know the people here on the ground. We got 12 cities in TX30. We got about 244 voting precincts. And I'm here on the ground. And so while Jasmine's out grandstanding and partying with the media, I'm doing my thing on the ground. Sorry, somebody was calling me. I thought I had this thing on Do Not Disturb. But I'm doing the work on the ground. So it's a solid grassroots campaign. We're knocking the doors. We're making the phone calls. And I'm making the connections right here where it matters. So let her run around all over the world and do all this radio, TV, red carpet tour. That's what she wants to do. And I'm here serving the people in TX30. People are going to remember that, and they see that.
Yeah. Speaking of what people might remember, Sheldon, I did see where Representative Jasmine Crockett made some awful comments about your governor, Greg Abbott, at an event where she said something terrible about the fact that he was in a wheelchair. I know she tried to walk it back. Do you think that possibly some of those that, you know, like the pandering that she does, do you think possibly they have changed their minds even after comments like that?
You know, absolutely. There's a lot of people in her camp that I was actually surprised to hear that was the thing that kind of pushed them over the edge. I figured it would be all the other things. But, you know, it's so callous of her to make fun of someone who, due to no fault of their own, just a freak accident, was left, you know, paralyzed from the waist down and still decided to spend his life in public service, you know, and then for her to be, you know, some half-cocked politician to criticize him and everybody who happens to be a conservative or a Republican just because they're a Republican or just because they're a white male, I think it's disgusting, and I don't think it's reflective of the true attitude of America right now. We're wanting to heal. We're wanting to come together. We're wanting to be America first. People like Jasmine Crockett are standing in the way of that.
Yeah, and I do believe that after President Trump won the popular vote in November, after he won all seven swing states, I think there are a lot of people out there that do want to see some change. Let me ask you, if you're just joining us, we're speaking to Sheldon Daniels. He's running in Texas 30. He'll be hopefully the primary winner. We'll see after the primary, but I'm hoping so. And then he'll be taking on Representative Jasmine Crockett. When you first get to the Hill, I'm going to go ahead and say you won. You first get to the Hill, Mr. Daniels, what do you plan to do?
Day one, I'm introducing a bill to give every parent about $20,000 a year in education choice through an education savings account. I'm demanding an audit of federal funds going to these failing urban schools. I'm pushing for no taxes under 21, no taxes on senior citizens at all, because, you know, our young people didn't create this bloated government. They shouldn't be forced to fund it right out the gate. I'm calling for real oversight. On, you know, basically all the DOGE efforts, I'm going to be supporting that, but I want to see real accountability. When we find the fraud, I want to find out who did it and why are they not going to jail. No more blank checks, no more lies. And I think it's just time that Congress works for the people again. You know, let's simplify this thing. Let's bring it back down ground level and let's make it work for the people.
Yeah. And Sheldon Daniels, again, I appreciate you taking the time here. If I could ask you, I know you said you're already knocking doors out there, which is amazing. And I'm sure you're doing voter contact calls. Have you heard from Scott Pressler or anybody else that does a lot of the door knocking and engagement?
You know, Scott Pressler hasn't reached out, but you know, my hat is off to Mr. Pressler. You know, he works his tail off and he, you know, he's got his own front that he needs to fight on. And quite honestly, yeah. I think it is an honor and it's a pleasure of my life to get to lead this challenge and to lead this fight because I know that we can be victorious. It is a very winnable campaign, and I'm honored to be down here on the ground leading this charge. Right now, it's just me and my close circle, and we're doing it alone. But there's no doubt in my mind that as we get closer to the finish line, that more and more people will kick in their support and their help because, I mean, it's we're on the right side on this thing. And so,
yeah. Sheldon, let me ask you, when is your primary election?
That'll be March the 3rd or March the 6th of 2026.
Okay. And, all right.
The main election will be November 3rd, 2026, which is the date that we're all focused on, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sheldon, I hope that you keep us posted here because I would love to see you not only just win the primary, but to go off and to win the general. And I do think that you can truly flip this district. And I don't say that about all of the candidates that I speak to or you know, look into, but your background, your history, your knowledge on the issues, you are right there. And I appreciate you. I support you 100%. Sheldon, before you go, if you could just let everybody know where they can donate to you and how they can assist you.
You know, you can donate at my website at danielsforus.com. And you can assist me by, you know, going to my website, sign up to Phone Bank, sign up to be a social media sharer and kind of help repost all our stuff and help it go viral. Or obviously you can donate. If you're local, come by the HQ. The address is at the bottom of the website. You're welcome to come in. We'll get you some training, get you some lemonade, some cookies, and bring you into the campaign.
Sounds good. Well, Sheldon Daniels, I'll also be sharing this interview on my social media platforms. I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy guy, but I hope that you win this, and we're excited about the race. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And again, that's Sheldon Daniels running in Texas 30 against Representative Jasmine Crockett. Now, as you can hear there, just by hearing his voice alone, could you imagine him on the debate stage with Jasmine Crockett, right? I mean, he would blow her away, okay? This whole, like, girlfriend, that's not going to work against a Sheldon Daniels. It's not going to work because he's going to be up there and he's going to be speaking plain English, as he did just here, and he's going to be talking about the issues. And just so you know, he went to the University of Texas. He has a degree in political science, and then afterwards, he went on to law school. But if you go to his website, danielsforus.com, you will see, obviously, a link there to donate, but you will see his issues as well. He does talk about election reform. He talks about healthcare and education, social and cultural reform. He is anti-Black Lives Matter. He is anti, you know, this whole attack on the nuclear family. He knows, he understands what it means to have both parents involved in the children's lives. This is a guy. This is the guy. If you like Byron Donalds, you're going to like Sheldon Daniels. We'll discuss more when we get back.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The good news is that with each passing day, we get closer to the return of our Lord. The bad news is that the Bible tells us the world will grow more and more evil leading up to that time. Jesus tells us in Matthew 24 that those days will be as the days of Noah, and we know what went on then. God brought a worldwide flood because the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of men's hearts was only evil continually. I don't see much difference between then and now, do you? Patrick Henry once said, "Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is impossible that a nation of infidels or idolaters should be a nation of free men. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains." So there it is, America. There is nothing mankind can do to make our world a better place. Only God can help us. My prayer is that more Americans would realize that. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
The Rob Carson Show.
Well, stupid, are you ready?
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, the Democrat Party has a terminal case of the stupid.
Ooh, somebody stop me.
And they're proving every day their plan to keep all illegals here permanently. Duh.
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Yeah, baby.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, that was Sheldon Daniels running in Texas 30 against Jasmine Crockett. And you can go to danielsforus.com. If you want to weigh in on the interview there, it's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now, remember, Jasmine, before she represented Texas 30 on Capitol Hill, she was also in the State House there in Texas, in District 100. And we knew that because of the audio that we played some time ago, right, Brian, the producer? It was, she was in the Texas State House, and she was speaking correct English. She was white then. That's what she identified as white. So, you know, we played some of that sound because I was like, wait a minute. So when she was in the State House, she was just fine. There was no girlfriend, right? That didn't happen until she got on Capitol Hill. Now, usually, things happen the other way around. Usually, you project yourself a bit more professionally once you get to Capitol Hill. But for some reason, for Jasmine, the exact opposite happened. As Barbara mentioned on the show yesterday, she went to private school her entire life, right? She had like the prep school pedigree where there's no way in the world she was speaking like that at school. She then went off to college and off to law school, which again, we did play some of the sound here on this show previously of what she was saying in an interview while she was in law school. And she did not have this accent. Some people call it a black scent. All right. She didn't have that at this time. And I, you know what? I really hate it because it's like that stereotypical angry black woman thing that many of us, you know, we don't show any signs of this. I mean, you can see it on social media with some people, but it really is a small percentage. I know it seems like a larger percentage. Trust me. I'll see the fight videos and things online. I'm like, dude, how is this going viral? Right? Because it's like, man, why do they do this every time? Like the fights in Walmart or at the Waffle House. And you're just like, what is going on? And, we talked on this show before about that subculture, because it's not really black culture. And I think people that aren't familiar exactly with, you know, what's going on within the black community, but many black people like myself, we don't claim any of that. We don't claim fighting in public, right? In Walmart, pulling somebody's, you know, hair out. We don't claim any of those things. Trust me, we are embarrassed, okay? Okay? But as soon as you speak out against it, that you're a sellout, you're a traitor, you're a coon, you're all these other things. But you're also that, apparently, according to Democrats, when you're in the Republican Party. And, you know, that's what we've seen change, I think, drastically over the last few years, is now we are seeing a lot more Black Republicans on Capitol Hill, right? Not just Byron Donalds. You got Wesley Hunt. You got John James out of Michigan. John and Byron both leaving in hopes of being the governor of Florida and Michigan. And so, you know, you're going to see, you know, most likely less. We do not have a Black female Republican. And I'm not saying that this is so important, right? It's not that important. But it will start to end some of this nonsense of Black people can't be Republicans, right? When the number is so overwhelming that you've got Black Republican elected officials, and it's so overwhelming, those, you know, left, extreme left liberals, they can no longer say, oh, you know, Black people are this or that if they're over there on the right side of things. You can't say that when there's going to be so many individuals in office that represent the Republican Party. We talked to Delegate LaToya Cugolo on the show last week, and she is the only Black Republican in the Maryland General Assembly. Now, a little different, the Legislative Black Caucus in Maryland isn't like the Legislative Black Caucus on Capitol Hill. They actually, you know, allowed LaToya Cugolo to join the caucus. On Capitol Hill, Byron Donalds, Wesley Hunt, they tried to join the Black Caucus, and they were denied. And that's why I said it should be called the Democrat Black Caucus on Capitol Hill. You got Congressman Kwesi Enfume that's in that caucus. And, you know, he was in interviews, I guess that was the 80s, 90s, that we were playing in some of our ads back in 2020. And he talked about the importance of a two-party system. He talked about how having one-party mob rule was awful. But that was Kwesi in 1989. Right? Or 1987. It's not quite, you see, in 2025, and it makes you wonder, well, how in the world did this guy go completely backwards? And that is because it's part of the narrative. It's part of the agenda. So we wish Sheldon Daniels well in his primary. We'll talk to him after the primary, I'm sure. Coming up next, I do want to talk about the Montgomery County parents and what they're facing at the Supreme Court today.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It may make some of the foods we buy less colorful, but proponents say they'll be a whole lot safer. The FDA ordering an end to the use of synthetic dyes in food products by the end of next year. It forced several thousand people out of their homes. Big wildfire in Ocean County, New Jersey. The blaze closed a stretch of the busy Garden State Parkway for a time. That road has since reopened. Parental rights and religious convictions at the heart of a case out of Maryland is now under consideration by the U.S. Supreme Court. Members of the public have been paying final respects to Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica until the funeral and burial on Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 1,076 points. The Nasdaq trading 670 points higher, and the S&P is up 170. More details at srnnews.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Looking for some redemption after the Easter Sunday incident at Camden Yards,
The Birds found no such thing last night at Nats Park.
Swing by Cruz and a drive to deep left center field. This is way back. Going, going, gone, goodbye. A 429-foot shot.
Charlie Slows with the call on 106.7 The Fan all night long for the Nationals. 7 runs, 14 hits off Oriole pitching. No runs, 1 hit for the Birds. A blanking 7-0 the final. Dean Kramer takes the loss for Baltimore and was asked why.
I think it's a combination of a couple things, maybe. I'm going to have to go back and watch and learn.
Tomo Sugano on the hill tonight for the Orioles. First pitch at 6:45. With 11 picks in tomorrow night's NFL draft, the Ravens are in good position, if they so desire, to wheel and deal. The question was posed to Eric DaCosta last week, and he deflected.
You know, I think if I had a crystal ball, I would answer that question. I think that we have 11 picks. I've always looked at draft picks as currency. You can either use that on a player, you can trade up, you can trade back, you can trade for future picks in future years. I think we're fortunate to be in this position.
Ravens are expected to go defense heavy early on. Coming up in 30 minutes, some tough injury news for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
High pressure that's keeping us dry today will keep us dry for the rest of the work week. It's Saturday when that next cold front will swing through with some rain, and it will cool the temperatures by the end of the weekend. Today, another warm day, though. A few clouds, 78 this afternoon, near 80 the high tomorrow. Friday, temperatures near 80. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, I want to thank Sheldon Daniels from Texas 30 again for joining us. Don't forget, at 11:35, we'll be joined by Steve Whistler out of Carroll County, and he's running for that delegate seat there in District 5. And, you know, he does have a fundraiser this evening. He'll give us the details at 11:35 in regards to that. Real quick, I did have a text message here that I wanted to weigh in. Robert says, "Hi, Kim. Maybe the Democrat Party's beliefs are so contingent upon identity and race, etc., that Jasmine Crockett feels it is expected for her to act more, quote-unquote, black and take on a stereotypical persona." You know, Robert, that could be. And I've noticed, you know, whenever she posts something online and it has her doing that whole, you know, act that she does receive a lot of support from black women. And it's so disheartening, right? Because, like I said, most black women, we don't like that entire situation. We're not fans. But there are some, and a lot of them on our social media, that believe that because she's loud and rolling her neck and snapping her fingers and having all these what they call clapbacks, right? Remember all that stuff she said to Marjorie Taylor Greene? Because she does those things, they support her. They applaud her. They repost her social media posts where she's acting like that. And it's sad, but these are the same women, you know, I think I talked about this before, it's the same women that will take pictures like turned away from the camera just to show their behind, right? Or, you know, it's that woman. It's the woman fighting in the Waffle House. It's the woman fighting at Walmart, or, you know, the woman cursing at some other woman on Instagram because she talked to her man, or, you know what I mean? It's like, and people ask me before, they're like, "Man, how do you win in Baltimore?" Well, some of that crowd that I just described is a crowd that you have to win over for the numbers to work in a city like Baltimore. It is very difficult to do. And here in Baltimore, don't forget, even though in Dallas, there is, as Sholden said, there are some schools that are not doing so well, there are many schools not doing well here. And so you're trying to appease and connect with it with some individuals that are extremely uneducated, that refuse to speak English. And if you do speak English to them, then they're mad at you for some reason, right? It's like, how dare you talk what? You know, it's like, you're just like, it's so hard to win with those individuals. You're just like, dude, how do you make this work? How do you do this? Remember, there was a woman, I'll never forget this. There was a woman in, and I want to say, Rhode Island. There was a black woman that posted on social media a video of her twerking upside down. Do you guys remember that? She was an elected official in Rhode Island. You know what? I got to look up her name now. I got to look it up. She was twerking while doing a handstand. And that was the one time I saw black women collectively say, girl, delete this. But it was that bad. She was on a beach in a swimsuit. So you saw everything. And her behind was facing the camera. And so she was doing this handstand and, like, you know, twerking. And I was like, wow, this is wild. And she was already an elected official. It wasn't like she was trying to do that to get into office, thinking it'll make her go viral and she'll be really popular. She was already in office doing that. And so, yes, I think you're right, Robert. I think the Democrat Party has gotten so ridiculous on pandering to a certain demographic that you now have a lot of individuals in the black community that feel as though that it is necessary. I mean, look, we saw Megan Thee Stallion twerking at the rally for Kamala Harris in Atlanta, Georgia. Remember that? They came out, the outfits were cute, actually. They came out with, like, the pants, but then they had a tie. And then the shirt, the middle section was completely out. And then they were, like, twerking and stuff. And then they were panning out to the crowd. They were panning out to the crowd to get their reaction. And I guess, they must have assumed that everybody at this Atlanta rally would be most likely black. Well, there were a lot of white people that showed up. And so when they panned to the crowd, there were, like, white people just standing there dumbfounded. like a deer in headlights. Like, what am I watching? And of course, there were all these memes that came out of it. But it was bizarre. And I thought to myself, like, this can't be serious. We don't have this. This woman's running for the Oval Office. She's running for the Oval Office and she's got Megan Thee Stallion twerking at a rally. This can't be real life. But yet, you know, these are the same individuals that support this kind of stuff. They'll say, oh, well, President Trump is this. And President Trump is, you know, he's done this. He's done that. And you're just like, well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I don't think you're in the position to say anything about President Trump. But you did it yourself. You did it yourself. Kamala Harris, even though a lot of rumors that were out there about her, you couldn't really confirm any of them, right? And in politics, that means a lot when you can't confirm them. So when you can't confirm whether or not she did whatever she did to get, you know, further in office, then you kind of just, you could roll with whatever you want to roll with. And you could have her in the pantsuits as they did. And you could push her out there like Hillary Clinton, right? Because nobody can prove that she did other things. It's not out there, right? This is before the time of internet, I guess. Well, anyways, you know, when you have the situation where you have a candidate like Kamala Harris that has somewhat of a clean slate where she doesn't have all this, you know, sexual stuff tied to her, they could have went in any direction at that point. They could have gone towards the Michelle Obama direction. They could have gone towards the Hillary Clinton direction. But they chose to have Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion twerk. I don't know who's making the calls. I guess it's the same calls that people that are propping up AOC. Why would you prop up AOC if you're in the DNC, knowing that she most likely will have to debate J.D. Vance? Doesn't make any sense, does it? He would wipe the floor with her. She can't compare. She can't compete at all. But she's the one that they have going around doing rallies with Bernie Sanders, and people are talking about the fact that she could run in 2028. I don't know who's calling the shots at the DNC, but they need to fire that person. Because it looks awful. It looks crazy, all right? It's like you're supporting degenerates. And already we've got people like Governor Moore and others that are, you know, fond of criminals. You got Senator Chris Van Hollen now, right? He went to El Salvador. You got four members of Congress. They're down in El Salvador now. And they're all down there because they want to support this former MS-13 gang member. I don't know who's making the calls at the DNC, but it's somebody that's extremely stupid. They're not bright. And here we are. And it's bizarre because you're trying to convince voters that vote blue no matter who of all of the things that I just mentioned. And when you bring that to the table, when you bring that to them, they look at you and say, oh, how dare you support the Republican Party, is white supremacy, da da da. Then, you know, just for fun, just for giggles, you'll tell them, well, you know, it was a Democrat Party that really, created KKK, and they're the ones that really pushed Jim Crow. And they'll look at you and say, nuh-uh, the parties, they changed. They didn't. They switched around. They're just like, dude, come on, right? And you just, it's sad. It really is. Also, in regards to Governor Westmore, real quick, the Expungement Reform Act that we talked about yesterday on the show, he did end up signing it yesterday afternoon. Now, this also includes those that broke the law again, by the way, that didn't follow probation. So I know yesterday I said, look, you know, we can do case-by-case scenarios where if you have someone like that called into our show, Mike, I think he said he did a crime about 20 years ago, was on the straight and narrow sense, and he still has this charge on his record, but he did file for expungement. He applied for expungement of his record, and he was denied that. Well, under this Expungement Reform Act, Mike, I don't know if you're listening, you most likely will be just fine now that this is signed into law. The problem for those of us that do not care, you know, to have anything expunged off of our records because we don't have a criminal record, now we have to wonder whether or not they're also expunging the records for those that did have not just a violent act on their record 20 or 25 years ago, but they also did not follow through with parole and probation. Okay, so that part was included on this, and I don't think that's cool whatsoever, but here we are. So just so you know, to kind of bring this all together, you do have the DNC currently supporting, whether it's criminals, whether it's the stereotype like Jasmine Crockett, the angry black woman, whether it's the, you know, Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper, or Cardi B that's doing the twerking. This is what they support. This is where they are. The good news for us Republicans is we don't support that at all. And hopefully we do very well here in the midterms. Also, real quick, because I know somebody texted me about it, and I wanted to know as well. Whenever you hear Governor Westmore say that he had handcuffs on his wrist at 11 years old, I didn't know what he did to have those handcuffs on his wrist. And a texter asked as well, just so you know, he was arrested. Governor Westmore was arrested at 11 for graffiti. It was for graffiti. It wasn't for theft or anything like that. I mean, he could probably, you know, we'll look and see what he does after the governor. You know, we'll see then if there's anything like that. But just so you know, it wasn't for theft. It was for graffiti and tagging some walls in New York. And, you know, it's funny because when he tells a story, you would think that he was... You would think that he was involved in like some serious criminal activity, but I mean, we got graffiti all over the walls here in Baltimore. At this point, I think it's legal. Has anybody been arrested for graffiti? So yes, Governor Westmore, he says that to be hard, but he's not hard. He's not hard. What is hard though is trying to be a parent in Montgomery County. Montgomery County is making national news today, and that is because right now, the Supreme Court is going to decide whether or not parents have the constitutional right to opt their children out of some of or reading and learning from some of these books presented by the LGBTQIA community. And I tell you right now, I do believe the Supreme Court is going to decide with the parents, right, to have the opt-out. And think about it. It's not like a Moms for Liberty and all of those. It's not like they want to say, just get it out of here altogether, like, you know, throw it off the shelf. I'm sure some of those moms would love to say that and ask for that. But all they're asking is, you know, just the ability to opt out of the teaching so their child isn't exposed to it. How is that too much to ask? Well, anyways, I have some sound here from Moms for Liberty, Rosalind Hansen. Now, Rosalind has been on the show before. I guess that was maybe 2 months ago that I had her on the show. She's doing a great job with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County, and they've been fighting really hard. Take a listen.
The school board is driving a wedge between parents and our children by mandating storybooks that push radical gender ideology without parental notice or parental opt-outs. The board has essentially told us that we do not get a final say in our children's education.
You know, Dr. Sapphire, one of the things that I have learned from you over the years we've talked about these issues is that there are legitimate concerns for the whole child and families where they have these issues, but that happens at later stages. I mean, this conversation seems to be willing to sexualize a five-year-old.
You know, I echo what Charles was saying. I think it's preposterous that this had to go to the Supreme Court. This aggressive push for the DEI curricula to get into the educational system in replacement of our core curriculum values, I mean, it's weakened our educational institutions, it's fueled distrust in our public institutions, and this is why school choice is gaining so much more support. Parents are feeling that their values are being sidelined, and it would be one thing if the public school district can say, you know what, but the kids are all doing okay. Montgomery County, this exact where we're talking about, they have dismal 45% reading proficiency and 27% math proficiency. So what they need to be doing is redirecting classroom time to make sure that these kids are up on literacy and numeracy and not these complex social issues, which, yes, they need to be exposed to. But kindergarten through fifth grade is not the time. This is time when you focus on the basic core academic curricula, leave some of that fundamental, the social stuff to the parents, and as they get older and they're going to be exposed naturally, that's when you start having those conversations.
But I do think there's also an issue where there's no age where it's appropriate to push radical trans ideology. We've accepted this idea that there's like five-year-olds, they shouldn't get it, but older students should. It's actually just harmful for all children. And it's something that we should, it's just as bad in high school when people are more susceptible. We know it's a social contagion. We know that there are just shocking rates of people choosing to remove healthy body parts, to be permanently sterilized. And we should not accept this idea that it's ever appropriate, actually.
My only concern is that if you keep children sheltered and so they are not aware of what's going on around them, whether we agree with it or not, we need to make sure that they have some exposure to it so that they can now develop their own opinion. And for me, in my household, that is where my children are getting their core values. They are exposed to a lot out there. And honestly, it doesn't matter to me because I am the one responsible for developing and helping them form their beliefs.
All right. As you heard there, Moms for Liberty has been going ham on everybody. You know what? And I've said it, I know, time and time again. I support Moms for Liberty 100%. And this is why they were labeled this terrorist organization by the left, because they really do stand up to some of these advocates that believe that kids, for some reason, minors should be exposed to this LGBTQIA situation. Now, remember, some of these books are very graphic, okay? Very graphic. And this is, remember, they also had this fight in Carroll County. When we talked to Steve Whistler at 11:30, I'll ask him a little bit more about that. But some of these books are very graphic. They have pictures in them. Some of the books have pictures of someone giving someone else oral sex. They have pictures of actual intercourse. They have pictures of young boys engaging in some of those intimate moments. Why? I guess my whole question has always been, why do you want kids to be exposed to this? And the only thing I could come up with is you yourself, you are a predator. You are a pedophile. This is something that excites you. We had the fight in Annapolis this year over condoms and vending machines in elementary schools. Many of us were very perplexed on why that would have ever been a conversation. But you had a delegate here in Maryland that thought it was necessary. And I believe that's also the bill that passed the House. And luckily, it didn't make it out of the Senate committee. But you had delegates in the House that voted for it. And so the more and more I look at Rosalind Hanson out of Montgomery County's Moms for Liberty, the more and more I hope she runs for office. I know we had on the show Mr. Fitzgerald Fitz. He was here from Montgomery County. He told us that there is a District 9A. If you recall, 9A is in a position to be flipped. There aren't many there in Montgomery County, but this is why we had this discussion on getting involved in some of the Democrat primaries. Because even if the Supreme Court rules in the favor of the parents today, please be very well aware that these individuals that want kids to be exposed to this, they're not going to just stop because the Supreme Court says, no, parents should be able to opt out. They're going to find another way to work around it. They're going to continue. Now, I didn't know until I really looked into what was going on at the Supreme Court today. I didn't realize there was a Congressional Equality Caucus. And their main focus is making sure the LGBTQIA community has, you know, privileges and rights, as it says here on their X, that everybody else has. But I've always asked the question, which rights do I have that someone in the LGBTQIA community, which rights do I have that they don't have? And nobody could ever ask that question because we still have all the same rights. What it is they want special privileges. They want us to pay for gender-affirming care. They want certain books to be forced upon kids without allowing parents to opt out. Look, you can be in the LGBTQIA community, and perhaps you don't want, you know, whatever kids you adopted to have, to read, these books about heterosexual activity. Maybe you don't want that. But guess what? You cannot want that. You can actually have your child opt out of that. With this situation, a parent can't opt out. They want it forced, mandated, if you will. All right, we get back. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
WCBM listeners, hi, it's Jim with Wallace Roofing. Wallace Roofing's been protecting Maryland homes for over 90 years. That's three generations of getting the job done right. No shortcuts, no sales gimmicks, just honest work and quality workmanship. At Wallace Roofing, we answer our phones. A real human will answer the phone and answer your questions. 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700. Above all, a good roof.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Active Liver is the easy way to get a daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Find Active Liver at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
As a mom, I want my kids' lives to be filled with joy and possibility, and I want that for every kid. That's why I support No Kid Hungry. They work in schools and communities to make sure every kid gets the healthy meals they need. Please join me in supporting No Kid Hungry for all kids.
Thank you.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
It was 1980. All right, so we were talking about the Montgomery parents, of course, Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty, they are all at the Supreme Court today in Washington, D.C., and they're waiting to hear whether or not parents in Montgomery County are able to opt out of their children learning about explicit books in the classroom. Just so you know, the school board in Montgomery County, they claim that the opt-out and the reason that some people are saying is for religious reasons, the school board is claiming that that is really just a way to hide bigotry. They're saying that these parents are really homophobic, transphobic, and they're hiding this bigotry by saying that this is for a religious reason. I don't even think you need a religious reason. I have controls, like parental controls on Olivia's tablet for this reason. It has nothing to do with religion. She can't look at certain things. She can only use kids' YouTube. That's what it says, kids' YouTube. If my daughter ever logged on to YouTube and it didn't have the word kids on it, she's in trouble. She's in trouble. We know what you can find on YouTube nowadays. You can say that, school board. I don't care if it's not for religious reasons. I got Cindy in Harford County. Cindy, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim. Thank you for taking my call, and I agree with you. It shouldn't have to be a religious exemption. Yeah. But what I wanted to say is people need to realize in Maryland, I've been researching education for many, many years, several decades, in Maryland as well as most states. All subjects utilize these types of content that you're talking about. It's the college and career standards that people should read in every subject. And one of the most important set of standards to read, which is adopted in Maryland, is the C3 framework for social studies state standards. What happens is the standards of every subject are to be interdisciplinary among other subjects. So fine arts, phys ed, math, English language arts, all of these places are where the same agenda purposes, I'll call it, are supposed to be inserted so that you can't untangle them from each other. Really, people should read the C3 framework for social studies state standards. And you have to see, especially in the appendices there, and that's been since like 2014, 2013, that the gender identity and the nuanced acceptance of those type of ideas are actually written into the documents. So it sounds neutral when it's presented in writing, but it's in each of the subjects at every grade level, because what they do is they build at preschool grade level the stepping stones that get you to
Cindy, this is crazy. I appreciate you sharing. We'll look into this. I got to come up on a break here. But I appreciate you sharing this. I'm pretty sure many parents are going to look into this. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. We'll discuss when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and